understand me, boys. I'm quite the crude type, and if any of you guys are gentlemen, which I'm pretty sure you were, I hope I don't offend you in any way, shape, or form. You see, I'm who you call Cuffy, the bones player. And Cuffy, well, he's not quite the gentleman. Now I know you boys probably seen some of them men from dancing around like this. And I'm sure you boys enjoyed it, didn't you? Well, if you enjoyed it, come talk to me. And I'll play the bones, dance around, sing you a tune. And give me a sign for it.
Hey, Cuffy, why don't you tell him about seeing that hand that time?
Oh, well, say, Sam, I had quite the scare the other night.
Well, did you?
Oh, why, yes, Lord, yes. Well, I was getting ready to lay down and go to bed. I laid down my ground cloth and I lay down my blanket. Then I get to lay down, and all of a sudden, I see this big hand up coming towards me.
Oh, my. What'd you do?
Well, I told that hand, I said, hand, if you don't move on the count of three, I was to shoot you four holes.
Well, did it move?
Well, of course the hand didn't move.
What'd you do?
Well, once again, I say, hand, if you don't move on the count of three, I was to shoot you four holes, but it never moved. So then I reach under my hat and grab my rusty revolver, shake him in my boots, and all of a sudden, bang!
What happened?
Well, I shot two toes off my left foot.
That's dialogue out of an actual minstrel show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, say, boys, what's the similarity of my head and a pastor's sermon?
I don't know. I gives it up.
Well, they're both full of crickets.
Why, you gentlemen sure are funny tonight.
Now, what does the sun and a loaf of bread have in common?
I don't know.
Well, they're both arises with the yeast.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is bad, guys. You better start communicating, because I don't know how much more Shana and I can take.
You need to talk to us and tell us what you think. Otherwise, he's just going to give bad jokes all night long.
Oh, please, please. One of you communicate with us.
Well, say, Sam.
What's that, Cuffy?
You know, that Mr. Tambo, he's really something. Well, we was walking through the grocery store the other day, and we looked by and we saw a basket full of coconuts.
A basket full of coconuts?
Oh, yes. So he looked at me, he said, Bones, I ain't never seen potatoes with whiskers before. Well, then we was walking down Cherry Street the other night, and we looked past the plumber's shop, and it had a big old sign on the front that said cast iron sinks. Then Mr. Tambo looks at me, and he goes, as if any damn fool didn't know that.
Come on, boys, you at least maybe make that banjo string strum a little bit. Let's hear it.
I'll tell you what, that Mike Cuff, she's really something. Well, the other night, he was telling me about how he was holding Miss Jemima's hand, staring into her eyes for a whole 3 hours.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord, yes. Well, I asked him if he had nice, or she had nice, soft hands. He wouldn't answer me, so I had to give him a little push. And I say, well, Mike, did she have nice, soft hands? Well, and then old Forrest goes, well, Mike wouldn't know that. He had his mittens on.
I'm trying to think of what other jokes I could do by myself.
You might have scared them off.